Another opportunity for our team to go out and play a really good football team. It's got a tremendous quarterback, coach really well. So it's a tremendous challenge for us to go to L.A. and play the Chargers. But we're excited about the opportunity to go on the road again. Big trip out to L.A. and play some football. But we're a very healthy football team other than Sammy Coates. We have no other issues with our team, so that's a blessing. You know, we got everybody out there practicing, going about it, getting ready. So we're excited about having all of our pieces in place and having a couple more days of practice and get out to L.A. and get ready to play.
And going out early, and what are kind of your plans for out there?
I've always felt, you know, when you go to the West Coast, it'd be good to get out a little early and get a feel for what the day's going to be like because, again, it's 3-hour difference. So we're going to try to get there Friday. I'll give them some time to themselves, and then Saturday we'll go over and practice at USC. You know, grace the halls of the Trojan lore and see that place a little bit, and then have a good practice and go back to our hotel and have meetings and do the things we do before a game. But I think it's we're going to try to get there and, you know, understand the weather a little better, understand the time difference a little better, and see if we can go play a great game.
Are you aware of that Sports Illustrated story about Josh Gordon?
I've heard all about it. You know, obviously there's nothing good that comes from those things. But, again, that's in Josh's past. And hopefully, you know, that's all we hear from that. And I'm sure there will be lessons learned from him from all of that. You know, I said this a long time ago. I think there's a cleansing that people go through in these situations. But like I said, I don't think there's anything great about that. I mean, that's a tough article, but I think that's behind him, and we're going to move on.
Does anything change your opinion having become aware of that story?
Well, I think the biggest thing is he's still got to earn the right to be here. He earned the right to get back here. He's got to earn the right to be here each and every day, and he's been outstanding thus far here. You know, and again, all the things I think were talked about were past behaviors. So obviously, I think he understands that the antennas are up everywhere, and they should be. And he has to do the work to make sure that those things are in his past.
I understand most of the stories about the past, but part of the story also is his camp inviting Sports Illustrated in, and then also lying.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Part of the story is his camp inviting Sports Illustrated, and then Josh lying to Sports Illustrated. And this was just last month, so does this make you nervous at all?
He wasn't here last month. Everything makes me nervous. It's not just Josh, right? I'm nervous about everything right now. I mean, we got stuff happening across the country. We got stuff happening here. There's all kind of stuff going on. So I am nervous about everything, to be honest with you. But, I mean, again, we have to deal with things as they happen, you know, and that's what we're going to do.
Did that story and the other one he did cause the team at all to discuss whether it's worth keeping him around?
I think, you know, I'll keep those discussions between us and house. But trust me, we do try to vet out all those things. You know, all those things we do have conversations about. And we do have those conversations with Josh about those things, too. So it's not – I don't want you guys to think that we sweep anything under the carpet and just keep on going. I don't proceed that way, and I don't think our organization proceeds that way.
Corey was saying that he was really shook after that drop on Sunday. What do you tell a player after he – has a mistake like that?
Go catch the next one. Got to go catch the next one. You know, you got to get back up on the bike and do it again. You know, and he was. I mean, he gets it. You got to make that play. You know, but he's going to get an opportunity to do it again. So when it comes, he's got to make the play.
Do you like that he takes it hard?
I do, but he got to let it go too. You know, the competitive side, I'm glad that he understands how important it was, but there's going to be more. You know, it'd be different. He wasn't going to have any more opportunities to do that. The next opportunity that he gets, he's got to make that play.
Spencer Drango, how big of an adjustment was it for him going from guy never playing to all of a sudden stepping in for Joe?
Well, he filled some very big shoes. You know, that within itself would be tough. You know, we're talking about Joe Thomas. You know, we're not talking about somebody else that was playing left tackle. But I think for Spencer, he played a lot last year too. You know, he stepped in for Joel. You know, so he's been on that left side quite a bit. So when Joel went down, eventually he became the starting left guard, you know, for the rest of the year. So he's been through this process a little bit. I think he's handled it pretty well.
Can you give us your breakdown of Bosa and Ingram and just the challenge that your offense faces with those guys?
That's not fair. They're good. I mean, one has 10 sacks, another one has 8.5 sacks, so that's 18.5 sacks between the two. They're both really good players. They both go after the quarterback relentlessly. They've done it to every quarterback that they played against, not just one in particular. They hit the quarterback. So they're good at what they do. So we got to do everything we can to combat that. So it's a tall challenge, but we started towards that process today. You know, we just got some work to do and to get ready. And for 3 hours on Sunday, we got to be at our best.
Is there an area you think Spencer needs to get better at? Have you seen him? I know you thought he played well when he got those couple starts. Have you seen him dip a little bit?
I don't know if you're going to say dip. I think it's like anything. I think the videotape, now people start to know who you are, you know, and how you play. And everybody has a book on them. You know, every player in this league does. And so people start to, you know, work on your weaknesses to try to accentuate those. So he got to do everything he can to play as well as he can. And we got to help him, you know, in some of the things we do. But, again, the thing I like about Spencer is he competes. You know, he battles. You know, he doesn't run from it. If he makes a mistake, he'll be the first to tell you. You know, and it's a tough job, but that's what he's got to get done.
If you were in Anthony Lynn's shoes, you'd use the revenge angle in this game, the fact that they lost to you last year. I mean, do you think that's playing a role on their end?
I don't think so. I mean, let's be honest, we're an 0-11 football team. So, yeah, I don't think they're looking for revenge per se. I mean, that's a new regime there now. So I think they're going about their business and working hard, and you know, they got something to play for. They're still in the playoff hunt, so they're playing at home. We got to travel across country, so I think those are the things that he'll talk about. You know, maybe the players that were there from a year ago will talk about that, but I don't think their coaches will.
You already played overseas in a rugby stadium. This week you get to play in a small soccer stadium.
Bring it on.
is there anything you do different, just the intimate atmosphere to prepare your team for something like
no,
that?
No, I mean, there's not much you can do. You know, there's not many venues like that, you know, in the National Football League. So this is a temporary place for them. There's other teams that have played there. We get to see the videotape. You know, you can call and talk to some of the guys you know across the league about what that experience is like, and your team get there a little early, you know, make sure your shoes are right. You know, it's still between the white lines, you know. That's what it's going to be. It's a football game, and we got to go play it.
Seem to turn into visiting games for them. And a lot of Browns fans are expected to be out there.
Let's go. Bring them on. Bring the dog pound out there. Let's go to work.
Will you go to see USC play on Friday night?
I won't. I won't get a chance to do that. You know, just they're in Palo Alto, if I'm not mistaken. You know, they're up a ways, you know, so won't do that. But I know my high school team's playing Saturday night for the championship, so I might venture over there for a moment. But, no, I won't get a chance to see USC play.
What do you like most about Philip Rivers' game? And is that personality the kind you
like? You better know it. I've competed against Philip so much, having been in the AFC, you know, West, you know, coaching at the Raiders and all that. And he is a competitive, fiery, good player. You know, he's done a great job in his career there at San Diego. He plays with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. He loves to win, and he lets the other team know it. You know, and he conducts himself that way, and he's trying to beat you. And that's what you appreciate about him. I mean, he plays good for their football team. He's a great leader of men.
Last week I asked you about how you determine your backup quarterback at this stage of the season. You said by feel.
Yeah.
Is it going to change at
it
all?
It could. Today? It could happen. Today's Wednesday, so we'll go through the rest of the week there, Tony.
Going out to see your high school team sounds like a good mental health thing, you know, when you're having tough times, you want to remember good times. What are some of the things that you do to, you know, kind of keep your equilibrium while you're waiting to...
My equilibrium is upside down. Let me be very honest with you about that. I just get myself tilted, you know, as the week starts, and hopefully by Friday I'm upright, you know, and Sunday, dang, you know, it's rough. But, no, again, my family, first and foremost, that's the most important thing to me. And then just these players. These players keep me going. The fact that they come in here every day with their energy and their passion about, coach, what do we need to do to win? You know, and going out there on the practice field and watching these guys compete the way they do, to watching us travel or play here at home and looking in their eyes and knowing how much it means to them that they want to do everything they can to win, that's what keeps me going. You know, it's the people in this building. There are some outstanding people here. And I'll be the first to tell you, we deserve to win. You know, but again, we got to do what we need to do to win. And I think everybody understands that.
I know it's all business, but you kind of alluded to it. Is there something nice about going back home to LA?
I'm being very honest. I've been asked that quite a bit, even by our players. And I'm not going to kid any of you. Not right now, it's not. To be a leader of a 1-25 team, that's not what I want to take to L.A., you know. But that's what we're going to take to L.A., so that's not fun. Because we're trying to get off the other side of the ledger. But we're going to go there with that intent. We're going to go there and play our tails off and play as well as we played all year. That's the goal. You know, we got to go do it. But that's what we want to try to accomplish.
Last time Gordon came back after an extended time off was 2014. He had missed 10 games. And sloppy routes, attitude.
Problems. Oh, I talked to him about all those things. Yes, sir. He wasn't no sloppy routes today. It was good routes. Reminding him of that stint, catching balls, not catching balls, all that. So I think he'll be ready to go.
Who were you informed of that?
Huh?
Oh,
I do my research, Tony. Trust me. Oh, yeah.
You see a different player than
I do.
You saw in
film? No question. I see a guy that's in it, you know, working hard. I've been forewarned about all the practice things. I don't see those things. I see a guy that's blended into this football team the right way and stepping up, leading, trying to be the best version of himself, and he's got to go do it in the game just like any of our other players on Sunday.